Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. God bless you and God be with you. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. It says, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." And that's amazing. You know, when Apostle Paul was writing to his protege, Timothy, he was giving some fantabulous instructions to this young man. And he was a young pastor of the church and he was leading people. And so at one time he said, you know, God has not given to you the spirit of fear in verse 7 of the same chapter. Yeah, but of love, of power, and of sound mind. And he was encouraging because Timothy was intimidated. And then he was reminding Timothy that the reasons why he is never ashamed of the sufferings of Christ and never ashamed because he says, whom I have believed and persuaded that he's able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. So whatever we commit into the Lord's hands, the Bible records that our God the Father is able to keep everything that is committed to him. And that is why the daily need of prayer, the daily drawing closer to the God, to the Lord God Almighty, daily, spending time in his presence, committing your anxieties, committing your worries, committing your petitions and your supplications before the throne room of God is of paramount importance. Hallelujah. Because that will be kept. That will be kept. And remember one thing, more than any creed, more than any doctrine, more than anything else, it is your personal relationship, your intimate relationship with Jesus Christ that counts the most. Hallelujah. And yes, it is the word of God that sets you free because you know the truth through his word. Further down in verse 13, Apostle Paul writes, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us." And he reminds us, it's one thing that God will keep everything and protect everything for us, but it's our part of our covenant that we also will keep. We'll make an effort. We will work towards that. And do what? That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. That means we invite the Holy Spirit every day. Give me the grace to live holy. Give me the grace that I will represent Christ correctly today in my life. And that's what God is calling. Mahatma Gandhi said, if Christians would just practice instead of preach, the whole world will be converted and become Christian because God is looking for practicing Christians. God is looking for professing ones as well as practicing ones. Your profession of faith does not stand a great ground until and unless you also practice with your life, with your character, with your lifestyle, and God will bless you for that. Amen. So encourage you, be blessed, and let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have, Abba Father, given into our lives. We are grateful to you for the 12th of July. We praise you, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, we honor you, we adore you, we magnify you. We lift your name high above every other name because your word says when you will lift the name of Jesus high, he will draw all men unto himself. I pray, Lord, that as we lift the name of Jesus high, you will draw the people to yourself in Jesus' name. Our lives and our lifestyle will, O Lord, emit the glory of God. Will, Lord, the people will see in us Jesus. Hallelujah. They will see the glory of Jesus, the power of Jesus, and the character of Jesus. O Lord God Almighty, that we will be trustworthy people. We will be faithful people. We will, O Lord, guard everything by the power of the Holy Spirit, the good thing that you have given unto us. And Lord, we thank you that your Spirit dwells within us. We give you the praise and the glory. And today, we invite your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in all truth and righteousness, and take us besides the still waters and green pastures. Abba Father, I thank you for your flock as they step out to their jobs, businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. Prosper them, O God. I also pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command that sickness disappear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For by the wounds of Christ, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. We bless you. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.